I love the acoustics in this place. They come back and talk to you, don't they? Are you a good listener? Maybe I better put my eyes on so I can be a good seer, you suppose? Diogenes, a Greek scholar, said, we have two ears so that we hear more than we speak. Our Creator did provide this sense, one of five, a means of acquiring information along with sight. Modern educators say that hearing is the beginning of listening, not a synonym. One defined listening as hearing, understanding, and remembering. I really appreciated the opening prayer because he reinforced some of the things that I'd like to talk with you about today. Jesus Christ taught using this sense of hearing. He spoke in synagogues, small groups, large groups, seacoast, all kinds of places. He didn't have amplification such as we have today. Even with this, some of us need additional assistance to receive information. But hopefully not in this building, because the acoustics are good here. And I'm sure that Jesus Christ was very much aware of his surroundings so that he could make sure that he was heard. In the early days of the church, the growth was through the sense of hearing. The Apostle Paul, in particular, used the sense by sending written sermons to be read aloud in his congregations. So hearing is a very, very important sense, and we need to use it. But we cannot rely on only it. Understanding, as a definition, is what is heard. Understanding what is heard is necessary to listening. Jesus knew this, as evidenced by his reply when asked why he taught with parables. If you'll turn to Matthew 13:10, you will see that question asked of him. And in verse 11, he replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Jesus taught his disciples privately the meaning of the parables because they desired to understand. And he taught them in very specific language. That desire must be present in listening. That desire must also be present in remembering. I used to think I didn't have a very good memory. I thought I had a bad memory. I'd forget things too easily. As an adult teacher, I attended a workshop, and I learned that there are three kinds of memory: instant, short-term, and long-term. Instant memory is what you're doing right now as you put together the things that I am saying. Short-term is what I thought I found out that I was using. I was trying to make it to another job. that I was trying to have do instant memory. Short-term memory is what you are going, what you used when you looked up the biblical reference that I gave you. You remembered it just long enough to turn in your Bible, then you didn't need to keep it anymore because it's there in front of you. Or if you punched it into your instrument that you use, or if you wrote it down. Long-term memory takes more effort. And that's one of the things as an educator I had to learn. And educators utilize repetition to teach basic concepts. And as a teacher, I was trained in teacher training that I should go over and over and over again the basic things that I wanted to teach. Jesus Christ knew this because he was constant in what he came to teach. He taught the same concepts many times. The Apostle Paul also understood this, because he, in his letters to the congregations, he went over and over and over certain concepts that he wanted them to understand, because it was necessary for them to do what he had in mind for them to do. The leaders of the new church had used listening. They had to use it. God inspired them to use it. They used hearing, understanding, and remembering with God's help. They produced the New Testament, a resource that we can use to understand and remember by studying and remembering and researching in depth. God also provided in this instrument, which has the New Testament and the Old Testament, ways for us to go back and touch on certain things, to renew our understanding. I've found recently, I go back over something that I thought I understood, and I learned something new. Have you experienced that? I do it quite a bit. Maybe that's part of being old, I don't know, or getting older. God provided us with several instruments to remember, to understand. We have the holy day, the weekly holy day, the Sabbath. We come here. We use this instrument. We have ministers that bring us information that we need so that we can learn to be like God. The yearly Sabbaths, that starts with in the spring with the day of unleavened bread as a holy day, with Pentecost, with trumpets, with Day of Atonement, and then, of course, the feast, the festival feast. Brethren, those are given to us by God to teach us, to help us to use the concepts of listening to imprint upon our mind and help us to grow spiritually. Brethren, our Father wants us to be good listeners, wants us to hear, to understand, and to remember so that we can become His children. He speaks to us through His Word. This is chock full of things that God would like for us to look at and to consider and to work and put it as much as we can into our lives. He has His work. He has the articles, the magazines, those booklets that are at the table usually at the back of the room. They're full of the kinds of things that God speaks to us if we will just listen and use them. And then He has His ministry. They come up here and they teach us regularly the things that God has in mind for us. We are to start to continue to listen, to hear, to understand, and to remember. Thank you for listening.